Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
This is The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to The Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. At the recommendation of Palm Beach, Florida, civic leader Barbara Maruli, we have two leaders with the Cancer Alliance with us today. We have with us Stan Collamer, who is in charge of the Cancer Alliance in Palm Beach, and Doug, Director of Client Services. To tell you a little bit more about these gentlemen, Stanton Collamer, his life began with an idyllic childhood on a family farm in Lincolnville Beach. In 80, he moved to Florida and began a career in hospitality at the renowned Breakers Hotel, which is right across the street where we're taping today. He began as a waiter and worked his way up to room service manager. Stanton took this work ethic with him as he dedicated the next 28 years for helping the less fortunate. In 96, he joined the Intracoastal Health Foundation, where he was responsible for raising $3 million a year. Doug Duke, Director of Client Services, more than 25 years of experience with charitable organizations across the country. 15 of those years were spent as Executive Director of Nevada SPCA, a no-kill animal rescue and adoption agency based in Las Vegas. Let's first talk about your event. If someone is listening in Northern Florida or Manhattan or Washington and might be interested in your next event, what is your next event? I believe it's in February.
It is, Brian. Thank you so much for having us here today. Yes, our signature event is Shop the Day Away. It's at the Breakers Hotel. It would take place this year, February. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. We have one of the largest silent auctions to help raise money. It's, all of it's completely donated from the merchants of Palm Beach County. And then we also, our guest speaker, we have a beautiful luncheon. And our guest speaker again this year is Sarah Ferguson. She's back with us, the Duchess of New York. She's back with us by popular demand. And then this year we will also have Chrissy Everett, the tennis star, legend. And then we will be presenting her with a special Lifetime Achievement Award.
Sounds like a wonderful event. Doug, did you have something to add about this event?
Well, just it's absolutely vital for the charity. So much of the work throughout the year it requires a successful event, and that's why we put so much work and effort into it, and the people respond so well because they want the donations to stay in Palm Beach County and helping local cancer patients of any age and any type of cancer. And so the event really is a godsend, and Stan and others have built this up through all these years to where it now makes more than $1 million. And that translates into being able to help people month after month throughout the entire year, not just the winter season.
If somebody is listening on the East Coast states, as we blanket 17 states and half of Canada, and they'd like to give a donation, if it's $10 or $10,000, how can they do this?
It's easy. You know, the website is cahh.org. That's an acronym for Cancer Alliance of Help and Hope, CAHH. rusk.hh.org. And the money, any donations will be going to help with financial assistance for cancer patients, non-medical, non-credit card bills, things that are vital for them when they're at their most vulnerable points during treatment. And that's going to be rent and utilities, phone service, daycare, pet care, car payments, and insurance premiums. And the goal is to be a bridge for getting someone through treatment without having their life collapse financially on them. And so that's why the charity targets the non-medical bills. So many people were choosing not to get treatment because they didn't know who's going to pay the rent, how are they going to keep the lights on, who's going to feed the kids, what about the water getting shut off. So it's absolutely crucial when they're at that most vulnerable point that they have that assistance.
Stan, anything more you'd like to add about why people should be writing a check or making a donation?
No, I mean, the people that we serve every year about 400 families. That translates to about 2,000 individuals a year that we help. And we could not do the work that we do without the support of the community, to help underwrite this for us.
Very good. Let's talk a little bit more about the entire scope of Cancer Alliance of Help and Hope. If you could explain your mission, your goals, what you're planning in the next year.
All right. So the financial assistance directly for the patients is the heart of the work, and that's what we've touched on. In addition, the charity is expanding in recent years to helping with emergency assistance for food and fuel, gift baskets for cancer patients and their families that have hygiene items, personal care, cleaning items. People, it means so much to them to get the packages, which can be upwards of $500 in value, not including the emergency food cards. And that's because so many people are hungry, and they don't let us know until we meet them necessarily in person. That's not something someone would say over a phone or through an email. But we, of course, meet everybody personally and their families. And then that's when we find out about the hunger. And that emergency assistance makes such a big difference to make sure the basics in their lives are covered, not just bills. In addition, the charity helps with backpacks for kids to make sure that they've got school supplies that they'll need targeted to the age that they're in, you know, the grade. We help with pet supplies and veterinary bills for people's pets to make sure their beloved animals stay in their homes safe with them, not put in shelters. And so many times we hear from patients who say, life gets so hard, they get so weak, the pain is unbearable, but the pets keep them going. They have a job, every day a purpose, to at least take care of those animals who they love so much, who are giving unconditional love back while they're in treatment. So the charity about 3 years ago started this great program to help make sure the pets can stay in the home. It's called Companions for Life, and it's been wildly successful and popular, you know, here in the county. So we're always looking to expand. We have the Thanksgiving giveaway, which is every year making sure people have food and money for groceries during the holidays. And then this year, for the first time, the charity had a Christmas giveaway, which was to ensure all children impacted by cancer in Palm Beach County and experiencing financial hardship had the toys that they would like, again, tailored to their age group and their interests.
Stanton?
I think Doug did an incredible job. I'm going to explain what we do. We also have a wick in a closet that we all the cancer patients, if they lose their wick, that they can come to Cancer Alliance and receive one at no charge whatsoever. And that really does make a difference. I mean, it gives them, they come to the office and it gives them the boost that they need. They feel bad about their looks, and they transform them into another person. So it's very rewarding to see the smiles on the face when they leave and they feel like a new person. In addition, Cancer Alliance, that we do have a community cancer council that we meet. It's a group of about 80 different organizations that we meet every other month. And it's just that it's a networking opportunities with different groups related, affiliated with cancer, so that we work together to try to make a difference and not duplicate each other's services. So it's a lot of support groups and et cetera. So it's just way more too that our clients can take advantage of.
We urge all our listeners on the Rusk Report, on the Bet AM 1520, to give and give generously to the Cancer Alliance and help and hope. Our guests today are Stanton Collamer, CEO of Cancer Alliance and Help and Hope, and Doug Duke, Director of Client Services. If you're listening in Buffalo, New York, Montreal, or Washington, D.C., drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. I'd like to thank those who called regarding our recent guests, Julie Snyder with Forest Lawn, Brigadier General Anthony Tata, and lobbyist Jack O'Donnell. A little plug here, Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the Ampol Legal newspaper has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next culture presentation or polka dance by reading the Ampol Legal. The Ampol Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. A little bit more about Stanton Collamer, CEO of Cancer Alliance and Help and Hope. He launched the Diplomate program for donors and raised funds for Special Wing at Good Samaritan to provide donors and patients with accommodations like those of a five-star hotel. In 2001, Stanton Collamer became one of five staff members to launch Palm Beach Healthcare Foundation, Palm Beach County's leading community foundation for health, and that is in Florida. A little bit more about Doug Duke, Director of Client Services. His educational background is in law and journalism. He has lived in Florida since 2020 and began working with Cancer Alliance of Help and Hope in 2021. Let's talk a little bit more about how you pay a portion of non-medical bills. Maybe you could tell some stories of people who have been helped with this.
Yeah, we'd love to. And thank you for asking. One of the things that we're most proud of is that the assistance is going to be directly for the patients, but it's not given to the individuals. It's the charity's making a gift by paying their bills on their behalf. So in other words, the assistance from Cancer Alliance is going to go to their landlords, to the phone companies, to the utility companies. And this is just good due diligence and good practices for the charity and making sure that the money is going exactly where it's intended to go to. And we have lots of checks and balances on that to ensure that people's most vital needs are taken care of. And none of this money is misused or applied to something that a donor would never intend. One of the things Stanton mentioned with the wigs before reminded me, you know, people's bodies change during cancer. And so besides the fatigue and the pain, one of the hardest things people have to deal with is watching their bodies change and dealing with that. And we've had instances where people have lost hair. And in some cases, they're so traumatic for them that they will no longer go out of the house, or they'll only go out at night. And so sometimes you think, well, what good can a wig, you know, $100 wig, these are good quality wigs and they're donated to us. But in some cases we've seen where it actually gives people their lives back. They'll go back out in the middle of the day, do their errands. They won't feel like they're shut in. We've also had situations where also something that seems so small, handmade pillows that are very small for post-surgery help. We've had women with breast cancer who would get a lumpectomy or a mastectomy, and they can't fall asleep at night because it hurts no matter where they position their arms. These small pillows, they're not medical supplies, they're comfort items, can be positioned around their body and they can actually get a good night's sleep and help recover. And so I think the charity's always trying to think of ways to help a cancer patient in a non-medical way, to give them a boost, to make their life more comfortable and ease their arms, which is the ultimate goal.
Stanton. Let's talk a little bit more about supplementing basic needs with the Cancer Alliance and Help and Hope, and providing support and information resources.
You mean in terms of working with other organizations and helping people throughout the journey?
And the general public to help these people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, we are very proud of the partnerships that we have with other organizations, not just the medical centers, but other charities, churches. So what we try to do is make sure that a person, you know, again, we keep going back to the pain and fatigue, but they may not just be able to be on the phone all day. So we take every call very seriously. You know, that takes a lot of energy and sometimes emotional buildup and courage to get on the phone and share something very personal with a stranger if they haven't talked to us before. And so we want to do everything we can on that phone call to make sure they know that they're welcome to have a relationship with us, that we're going to do case management with them, that we're going to help them find other organizations that help them, even if they don't live in Florida or in Palm Beach County. We're going to do everything we can to just to make sure that as many needs can be covered as possible. And a lot of times people will write us back and send thank you cards, and they say that it's the hope that they're hanging on to, that sometimes someone listened, they didn't have to feel ashamed, or that they're asking for handouts. Many people are very, very sensitive to that. They're hardworking people. Their health has changed, their bodies have changed, things are no longer in their control. But they always want to impress upon us that they have a work ethic, and they have always been the kind of people who take care of other people and help other people, and now it's their turn and they need help. We completely respect that. We remind them that's why the charity exists, to help people. It's the sole reason that we, you know, have this organization, and that the charity has volunteer board members and volunteers who run events, and blessed with many volunteers who come into the office and help us get the work done. So we're bending over backwards to make people feel at ease and to feel like that they can pick up the phone at any time, and we'll do everything we can for them.
Talk about how this all began, Cancer Alliance of Help and Hope in Palm Beach County, Florida. Started small and now it's a pretty big organization. What were your roots?
Right. Is Charlie Fisher, his late wife, Sandra, that she actually was going through treatment herself. She had throat cancer, and she was being treated at Sylvester Cancer Institute out in Miami. And what happened is, she was going through the treatments, she kept meeting different individuals that was going through the same thing that she was, and she realized how fortunate she was that she could afford treatments. And some of the patients, that they kept missing the appointments, and they basically couldn't afford it, and they had to decide whether they wanted to pay to be treated or for the put table, you know, food on the table for the family. So so after she passed away, Charlie, you know, he was very involved with the American Cancer Society, which is a great organization that, you know, did a lot, mostly research. And he wanted to do something that really made a difference to the patients themselves, a direct assistance. So for his wedding, he remarried Jean Hewitt. And as for the wedding gifts, they ask everyone, instead of a gift, that they would make a donation to a new charity that he just started. So that was back in 2003. The first year, you know, they gave away $20,000. And like you said, over the years, now it's been 21 years, and it continues to grow. So this past year, thankfully, we gave out $850,000, and our goal, our target is for this coming year is $1 million. So we have grown leaps and bounds, thanks to Charlie and Chief.
Well, again, if somebody would like to send a check or a credit card donation, as you're tax exempt, how is this possible?
The charity's website is cahh.org. Again, that's an acronym for Cancer Alliance of Help and Hope, cahh.org. The address is 44 Coconut Row, Suite T as in Terrace-10, Palm Beach, Florida, 33480. Or they can call us directly, which is 561-748-7227.
Very good. We encourage all of our listeners in the United States and Canada to give generously to the Cancer Alliance of Help and Hope, located in Palm Beach, Florida. If you're listening in West Seneca, New York, Manhattan, or Northern Florida, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from Canadian and European listeners, as with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, we have received letters from Scandinavia and New Zealand. A little bit more information about Stanton Collamer, CEO of Cancer Alliance of Help and Hope. During his tenure, he created the Nurse Celebration with 750 attendees and helped launch the HOW Hearing Ovarian Cancer Whisper Luncheon to raise awareness and funds for diseases with symptoms so subtle that they are often overlooked until it is too late. And Doug Duke is Director of Client Services for the Cancer Alliance of Help and Hope. He has 25 years of experience with charitable organizations across the country. You mentioned a little bit about how people have to make the choice between feeding and sheltering their families or paying for medical treatments. Could you give some examples of that, Stanton and Doug?
Yes. So, the big picture is the treatments are getting better. The survival rates for cancer are improving dramatically. But the big question everybody's got to focus on, we've got to make sure people are even going to go into treatment and pursue it. What we find is so many people, as Stan mentioned, look at it as a choice between keeping the lights on or getting treatment, paying the rent, feeding the kids, or getting treatment. And a lot of initial reactions people have is, I can't. There's no way I can even pursue trying to save my life because I've got a family to maintain. And this is still happening. And we had a situation that really stuck in my mind. A man who's 70, he had pancreatic cancer, and his family begged him to get treatment, and he decided that he wasn't going to get treatment, and he didn't want to hear anything more about them, about it from his loved ones. They shared a newsletter from Cancer Alliance of Help and Hope with him, and he read about a four-year-old girl who was going through chemotherapy treatments, and he said, it switched in his mind at that moment. It was a lightning bolt moment where he realized his fear was holding him back. And he thought, if this little four-year-old girl, 66 years his junior, could go through infusion chemotherapy, then my God, he could do it too. And that changed something in him that his family couldn't reach. As much as he loved him, it brought him to honesty with himself. This isn't rare to hear stories like this. A lot of times we'll meet with families and they say their initial reaction is there's not going to be treatment. They're going to do the best they can. They're going to be as brave as they can. And everybody has a reckoning to do. But my gosh, in a world where treatment's getting better, survival rates are getting better, to have an organization like this that can lead more people into getting treatment, into saving their lives, because their lives don't have to come apart and their families don't have to break away from each other during treatment and losing the pets, you start to realize the importance of an organization like Cancer Alliance. It goes far beyond just making some burdens easier for people, here and there. You're talking about really keeping families together and having people potentially having their lives saved by pursuing treatment who otherwise would have refused.
Let's talk about the number of people that you serve, clients and family members in Southern Florida.
Right, this year we're on target. Last year we served over 250 individuals. This year we're on target to serve about 400 families. So again, we're growing leaps and bounds. The criteria to qualify to receive treatment, to receive our financial assistance, is that you do need to live in Palm Beach County, be a resident, and you have to have a financial need, and you have to be going through active treatment. So with that said, we're here for everyone. That even though this organization mostly serves Palm Beach County, we support, we receive phone calls, statewide or throughout the U.S. And Doug and Diana Fernandez, she also is an assistant patient service coordinator, and she works very closely with Doug to make sure that we're here for our patients, the cancer patients.
Very good. Again, if somebody's reaching for a checkbook or a telephone, how can they give to Cancer Alliance of Help and Hope?
We'd be honored if they go to the website, cahh.org, an acronym for Cancer Alliance of Help and Hope, cahh.org. They can see some of the faces of people being helped, read stories, read about the baskets we talked about earlier, the pet program, the wig closet, the baskets, and then, of course, the heart of the programs, which are financial assistance for those most vital life expenses. Or they can call us at 561-748-7227.
Stan, we have a minute left. Let's talk again about your big event coming up and how the public can get involved.
Correct. This year, again, Shop the Day Away is Wednesday, February 12th, 2025. It's at the Breakers Hotel. It's from 10 o'clock to approximately 2 o'clock. We're very honored this year to have Sarah Ferguson, the Duchess of York, with us. She herself has gone through cancer twice. It's really an inspiration to all of us. And we'll be giving a special award to Chrissy Everett, who also is a cancer survivor and a legend in her own way.
We encourage all of our listeners to give and give generously to the Cancer Alliance of Help and Hope in Palm Beach, Florida. Special thanks to Barbara Maruli for recommending this program. And thanks to our Director of Production for 20 years, Kevin Carr. We wish everybody a healthy and happy new year. And keep up the good work, Stanton and Doug.
Thanks.
Have a great week.
Thank you, Ryan.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.